Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking about one of our recent just-got-back trips to Namakaua Woodlands Resort. And I took my sister along on this one, and she's here with me to talk about all the fantastic things that we did. And also, Marjorie, let's talk about some of that delicious food that we had.
Oh, Anita, the food was fabulous. It was delicious. It was a work of art. And Kristen Butterworth was the extreme wonderful chef in that she had so much skill and talent in creating delicious food that was absolutely beautiful. I just enjoyed my meal every single day, morning, noon, and night, from breakfast to dinner. Just outstanding. Outstanding food.
Well, you are right. I mean, she does do a work of art when it comes to her presentations. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful presentations. And that first night, we had a room that was completely filled with sweets.
Oh, yes. it was more than being in a candy store. You know, it was just a dessert store almost.
It was fantastic. I mean, it was really, really nice. And you're right, the food was delicious. I love the breakfast. I mean, it was really, really great. There's so many great culinary delights so that you can have there at Namakaua. There are 15 restaurants that they have there. And for their Sunday brunch, they have 100 items on the brunch. I mean, in my mind, that's a reason right there to go and check out Namakaua. And they offer, at Falling Rocks, they offer their guests cookies and milk every night. And each night they deliver 130 milk and cookies to the guests. And they're a wine cellar. They have 21,000 bottles of wine. I mean, it's just, you could go on and on and on. Fantastic. And we had a chance to actually go to the Wine Academy, which is one of those activities that you can do as well. And they offered us little bites of cheese that was so yummy, too. I mean, everything, regardless of whether it was a big meal or just a small taste, was so yummy.
It was. Everything was absolutely delicious and just cooked to perfection.
I know. It sounds really, really good. I mean, just reminiscing with it, I'm ready to go back again. Now, on our website, travelbagswithanitaandfriends.com, you can also check out the photos of the food as well. So go and check that out so you can see exactly what Marjorie and I are talking about. Because when we say there was artistic design to the food, we are not exaggerating with that. Beautiful, beautiful food. And you mentioned the chef, Kristen Butterworth. I mean, she is the only female Forbes five-star, AAA, five-diamond chef in the world. She's also the youngest female chef at the helm of a Forbes five-star restaurant. I mean, she's really, really awesome. And I have a photo of her on the website as well. So definitely check that out. But I had a chance to talk with her. So you guys have to really listen in really carefully, because everyone is enjoying themselves, having a great dinner. So there's quite a bit of background noise where you can hear people having fun. But if you listen closely, you can learn a lot from Kristen Butterworth, the chef there in Namakaua.
Fantastic dinner. I just can't believe all the great choices, and we got a chance to try them all. I thought we were going to have to choose.
Oh, no. Try everything. Look at everything.
Tell me a little bit about your inspiration for what we had tonight.
I let the product inspire. So it's about sourcing the best product and then letting it speak for itself. So about the Footprints Farms and representing the amazing chicken and eggs that we get from them, or the amazing Black Angus ribeye, the truffles. I let the product inspire the, you know, ultimately the menu. So
do you do the actual shopping? Do you go to the markets? And how do you go about finding that local produce and the products locally?
Well, luckily, so 6 years ago, Footprints Farms came to me. And they came in and said, we have eggs, we have chickens, how can we get our foot in the door? Now they provide pork, lettuces, microgreens, goat, anything, that we could ever need that we get from them. And it's amazing for duck, all that kind of stuff. So we've been lucky enough to do that. But we also go out and source farmers markets and things like that to find the best stuff.
Okay, tonight was so fantastic that I have to go back in history a little bit, back in time. You started very young as a chef. So tell me a little bit about your route to coming where you are today.
I started in my grandmother's kitchen, and that's where I learned to cook. I think that's where I caught the bug for the cooking. And just being able to, I've had a lot of chefs that have influenced me in a big way and encouraged me to kind of go out and do more than I thought I could, you know, and they pushed me, and I moved around and worked at a lot of amazing places and gained a lot of experience, and it was kind of just a education. Yeah, I mean, to be able to move around and do things and learn and grow, and now I'm home. I'm from Pennsylvania, so this is home for me now, and to be able to do the kind of food that I've been doing for the past 15 years, and then be close to my family again is the absolute perfect storm, I would say. So it's been great.
So you started in your grandmother's kitchen. So what was her favorite thing to make that inspired you?
Oh, Italian food. So spaghetti, homemade Italian bread, you know, anything pasta was kind of the go-to, and it's still the major comfort food for me. So yeah, anything Italian.
Now, I'm from Georgia, so I understand you were on Sea Island for a while as a chef there.
Yes, I was there for 4 years. I was on the opening team of the Georgian Room and the Cloister.
Great. Very good. Very good. Yeah, I spent a lot of time on the Georgia coast. There's so many great things that you can prepare great meals there. A lot of seafood.
Oh, yes.
So do you have any favorites, any special things that you did while you were there?
Oh, I love Southern cooking. It admittedly has a place in my heart. Every now and then it kind of pops up in here too in the restaurant. But I mean, the amazing shrimp down there and the seafood and the freshness of it. Okra, chicken fried chicken. I mean, you can't beat it. And honestly, Georgia was probably one of my absolute favorite places that I've lived over the past 15 years.
Now, I'm going back to this evening. This evening, the ribeye, I think, was probably my favorite. It's hard to say. But of the things that you prepare for us, which was your favorite?
I fried the ribeye was my favorite. It's my pick. I like the Footprints Farm course just because it's local. It's as local as it gets. The egg was there. The asparagus was there. The chicken was there. So it kind of really represented them, which I think is kind of cool. So.
And a couple, just one or two more questions. So how long have you been here at the restaurant here?
5 years.
And what kind of things do you have planned for, say, the next 5 years while you're here? Do you have any kind of special plans or things for the menu that you're thinking about?
I think it's about always just getting better and focusing on, researching products and new techniques and educating and growing and making sure that we're always bettering ourselves so that we can continue to be on that list of 27 restaurants, and that we're always, looking at our competition and seeing how we can improve ourselves. And I think you can't just sit back. You have to keep pushing. So that's the plan.
Well, you're doing a great job. So thank you so much for this evening. It was a fantastic dinner. And thank you so much for the interview as well.
Thank you very much.
So you see what I mean? Wow, so much activity, people having a great time. You could just hear it there in the background. It was a fantastic, fantastic time that we had there. Now, Marjorie, are you ready to go back for the food?
I am ready to go back for the food. I truly, sincerely, I am not exaggerating when I say these descriptions of my impression of the food. The food was wonderful. I would love to go back just to have a meal.
Well, you can definitely do that. Now, again, we are talking about Namakola Woodland Resort, which is located in Farmington, Pennsylvania, only about an hour, just a little over an hour's drive outside of Pittsburgh. When Marjorie and I went up, I mean, we were eating from the time we got there. And Marjorie, you also mentioned that beautiful chocolate sculpture that was in our room when we first arrived. I mean, that was beautiful. The little carved birds made out of chocolate. You're right. Everything was just so perfect and so artistically done. Even the evening when we had the big event, the reception for the Bachelorette previewing, that was great as well.
It was. It really was. It was like being in a room with just food at every turn. And so delicious. Each booth or each stop that you made,
right,
there was something there to eat that was just wonderful.
Delicious, delicious. Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to have to move away from Namakola and talk about something different. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to keep your house safe and secure when you head off on vacation. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.